Good morning, everyone. This is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University. Some areas around the state are already seeing rain or snow, depending on the elevation. This will continue today and into Thursday, then break before another storm arrives next week. For today, areas of valley rain and mountain snow showers. Snow levels will be around 6,000 feet. Isolated thunderstorms are also possible in the afternoon. Highs today 48 to 56 for the valleys of northern and central Utah, and 57 to 64 down south. Tonight, showers will continue, with snow levels lowering to around 5,500 feet overnight. Lows will range from 32 to 40 for most areas, and 35 to 45 down south. On Thursday, showers will continue before tapering off during the day. As for storm totals, between what fell overnight last night and going through Thursday, somewhat spotty for lower elevations, with valleys and basins ranging from very little, if any, for the west deserts in southeastern Utah, on up to a half an inch possible on the benches adjacent to the mountains. The mountains will do better, with 3 to 6 inches of snow possible for elevations 6 to 7,000 feet, 6 to 12 inches possible for areas 7 to 8,000 feet, and some favored areas above 8,000 feet could see 12 up to 18 inches. Looking beyond, dry outside, a few isolated showers in southern Utah on Friday, then partly cloudy over the weekend. After that, clouds will increase on Monday as the next storm system approaches. This one may bring several rounds of valley rain, then snow and mountain snow, and more winter-like temperatures statewide. It's a bit early to tell right now, but we could see significant mountain snow next week. Stay tuned. Once again, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center, and enjoy your day.